This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Well, it's 1 billion degrees outside, so that's not great, but the good news is autumn is a-coming. And in the fall...
Can't come soon enough.
In the fall, in September, actually, we have the Evolution Festival returning to St. Louis, and joining us now is the founder of the Evolution Festival and the executive producer, Steve Shankman. Steve, good to talk to you today.
Same here. By the way, Dave Murray says September weather is going to be perfect.
Oh. Well, he better be right about
He's
that.
He's the official meteorologist for Evolution Festival.
Yes, he is. That's correct. And right now he's enjoying that beautiful weather on the West Coast, as am I.
Oh, well, that's kind of show-offy.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
St. Louis is, this is like the second big heat wave of the summer.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But the end of September is perfect time for great weather. And yes, Evolution Festival is returning to Forest Park. Forest Park, as you know, had a lot of damage, a lot of trees lost. Mm-hmm. We lost a couple on our site. But it is back and going great. I mean, the Muni's been running every night, and the park and the zoo is doing great. We just got to get through this hot weather, but it's going to be a hot show.
Well,
we got Lenny Kravitz, we got Sublime, we got TLC, Public Enemy, great, great artists, 30 artists in total.
Well, and what's so awesome about this, because the Evolution Festival is an incredible music festival in the beautiful Forest Park. And as you mentioned, it's at the end of September, September 27th and 28th. The weather will be perfect. But perhaps the best thing is that this year proceeds from all ticket, concession, merchandise, and parking sales at Evolution Festival will directly benefit the United Way of Greater St. Louis to help provide further relief from the storms and the tornadoes that recently hit our area. That's awesome, Steve. That's really cool.
Well, that came about because actually my wife, Katie, ran into Michelle Tucker, and we talked about a certain percentage of every ticket, and by the time Katie and I were done talking about it, we gave them the whole thing.
Wow.
Because here's the deal. Evolution is about St. Louis. Contemporary did 50 years of great shows, 30 years before we sold out to Live Nation, and we've continued to produce great entertainment around the country. And really, it's about St. Louis. This festival is not mine. It's not Contemporary's. It's not even the 501c3 that we own, that we have. It's about St. Louis. This is for St. Louis and about St. Louis. And it really makes a difference around the country when people hear that we have St. Louis's great festival now, Evolution. It's sort of like we built the Riverport Amphitheater or the Pageant with Joe Edwards. It's just another iconic event to make St. Louis a tourist destination, because we want to keep people in St. Louis. We want people to visit St. Louis. We want companies to move to St. Louis. And we want to change the narrative. We have a great city with great institutions, great music, and Evolution's just one piece of that.
Are you able to have a general idea of how many people or percentage of people coming from somewhere else to go to Evolution Festival?
Yeah, we had a great survey done by Explore St. Louis, and it shows around 30% of our people that come are from outside of St. Louis. It could be Illinois, Chicago. We have a heat map we look at. We see people coming from Hawaii, New York, Puerto Rico. It takes a few years to establish a great festival. And the real thing is the people from St. Louis deserve it. We had one years ago that did not last. So please buy tickets, because we want this one to last a long time. The mayor's office is behind it. Certainly a lot of people know now we can raise money for United Way and then celebrate on the 28th what we've done in St. Louis to bring back North County and our city, mainly our city and the park and Lindell, because what we want to do is talk about the positives of things that have changed to make St. Louis come back to what it was before all of that. And then matter of fact, let's come back even better.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just outstanding. Like you said, all of the proceeds going to the United Way of Greater St. Louis Storm Relief Fund, which means you guys have already pledged a minimum guaranteed $100,000 donation to the United Way. And of course, I think you guys are going to far surpass that. But it's a great event. It's a great lineup. There's different levels of tickets, whether it's general admission or a VIP ticket. You mentioned Sublime, Lenny Kravitz. I mean, Sunday, it's Lenny Kravitz, Father John Misty, TLC, Pokey LaFarge, love seeing him. Saturday, as you mentioned, Sublime, Public Enemy, The Hives, Corin Bailey Ray. It's a fun lineup for people. And Forest Park is my favorite place in the whole world, and it's such a great place for a music festival.
Well, one of the greatest parks, bigger than even Central Park in New York. Yes, you mentioned some great acts. You didn't mention Sam Fender. Sam Fender just played in front of 75,000 people, headlined in the UK. So here's another act coming from the UK, just as my friend who just passed this week, Ozzy Osbourne. And here's an act that's drawing huge numbers. So if you come to St. Louis and you see Sam Fender, you're going to see an act that a year from now could be like the next Bruce Springsteen.
Wow.
I mean, incredible guitar player, incredible vocalist. So there are acts that you're not going to know that you got a chance to see. But who knew who, a lot of other acts we brought to St. Louis were before we brought him here. I mean, Sammy Hagar was playing clubs around the country, came to St. Louis and did Super Jam. So come out, buy a ticket. We need the support. The sponsors, great support from a lot of the companies that you know in St. Louis, Worldwide Technology and Stiefel. But we need more support from the people that live here and that come to St. Louis to enjoy themselves for 2 days. Great food, great beverages, great marketplace, great demonstrations. You're right. We have all kinds of tickets. I mean, when you think about it, you can get a ticket for like $50 a day. I mean, it's not an expensive festival if you want to come and just hang out and enjoy the afternoon and evening.
Tickets are available at evolutionfestival.com. And you mentioned, Steve, you mentioned Ozzy Osbourne. And when St. Louisans think of him, of course, music, a lot of us think of the photo of his arrest, his mugshot, where he's wearing the Blues shirt, which is, I think, endeared him to a lot of us, especially during that Stanley Cup run, because that photo made its rounds. And you said he was a friend of yours. What are your experiences with him?
Well, talk about that Memphis incident of intoxication and arrest with the jersey on. That jersey was given to him by us when he played at the arena that year, earlier in the year. And we never knew that he would be wearing it at the time of committing whatever he committed. I wasn't there to see that. But this was Bark at the Moon tour at the arena. But we go all the way back to Ozzy in the early 70s doing shows, the Paranoid album, back at the Checker Dome. Actually, it was the arena back then at the Annex. The other thing that we are known for is we did that date at Vets Memorial, January 20th, 1982, Diary of a Madman tour, when the bat ended up in his mouth, bit off the head, and my production manager had to take him to the hospital for rabies shots. So there were a couple incidences that we are known for as part of what happened with Ozzy. But no, Ozzy and Sharon his manager and wife for many, many years. It was a shame to see him go out, but it goes to show you the strength of a man suffering from such a horrible disease as we know Parkinson is. To do that last show, July the 5th, donate all the money to charity, which he was very charitable. We know him on the stage, the Prince of Darkness. But off the stage, other than he had Ozzy on his knuckles and lots of tattoos, which is fine, he was just a regular guy. I mean, his kids, I remember them coming to Riverport, having dinner with him backstage. Ozzy would walk in, hugged everybody, kissed everybody. I mean, he was the Prince of Darkness on stage, but he was such a wonderful person. All the great things he did. They say he gave away almost $300 million over the course of his lifetime. You know, Geezer Butler, the bass player, lived in St. Louis for a while because he married a woman, Gloria, from St. Louis. Actually lived not far from me when I lived in Chesterfield off Baxter Road. And Geezer had the original band that Ozzy joined. So it's pretty cool that band played that concert July the 5th, only a couple weeks before he passed away.
Yeah, and I've
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've seen small clips of that show, and from what I've heard, he still sounded pretty good. I mean, for somebody who was going through what he was going through health-wise, a lot of the reports, and it could just be people who loved him so much that no matter what, they were going to say it was good, but it sounds like he did pretty well in that show.
He pulled it off. I mean, these guys are in their 70s and playing music like they're playing at that intensity. And you know, his biggest disappointment from everything that I saw and heard from people in the business is that he couldn't stand. He wanted to stand up at that concert. But the fact that he was there is impressive. Again, the Prince of Darkness, it was just his thing. It was just like Kiss. I mean, when you see Gene Simmons out of his makeup and all that stuff, these are regular people doing regular things like you and I, but on stage, the Ozfest at Riverport. My last concert with him, because I left Contemporary, the old Contemporary, which was Live Nation at the time, or Clear Channel, and I left to reform Contemporary in 2000 in December, and he was at Riverport in August. So the last time, I mean, it's a long time ago that I saw him or Sharon or the kids was way back then, 25 years, so it's hard to believe. But, you know, we were losing some greats. Connie Francis, so I knew, did a show with her in down in West Palm Beach with Frankie Avalon not too many years ago. And then my good friend, great flugelhorn player, Chuck Mangione. I mean, I would play every Monday night. We played at BB's on Monday nights, the Sessions Band. And I would always do Children of Sanchez. First of all, it was just a great song. We talked about humanity. And again, you know, people are aging up to those years and they're leaving us, but they're never really gone because the music's here forever. You know, I used to manage Maynard Ferguson. He's been gone since 06. I mean, that's a long time. But his music is there every minute of the day. So new music, old music, iconic acts like Lenny Kravitz, Sublime with their new singer, the son of the old singer who passed away. we have great hip hop. We have great jazz. We have jazz infused music. But when you think about even Maggie Rose, who married somebody from down in Sykeston, Missouri, great country act, probably going to win a Grammy this year. Don't miss it. We need support. We're not selling tickets. This heat wave has hurt us. And we know it's going to get lift maybe a little bit next week, according to our good weatherman. but we need people out there buying tickets. They're not expensive. 2 days, 30 acts, food, beverages, parking, everything that you need to enjoy the festival. If you were there the last 2 years, you know you've had a great time because we hear about it all the time. And it's St. Louis's festival, not mine, not KMOX's. This is something for everybody to enjoy.
It's crazy. And Steve, thank you so much for, I mean, not only sharing about the Evolution Festival, but sharing about the stories you have in your career. You had personal relationships with so many of these people. You know firsthand the crazy stories from Ozzy Osbourne biting the head off a bat to Elton John being sneaked in under the arch to the stage dressed as a police officer to, gosh, what was it? The Grateful Dead got arrested right before a concert you had planned here at the Fox Theater.
Yeah, the 1970 Fox Theater. Yeah, they were detained for a few days down in New Orleans, but they did write the song Truckin'. Yeah, these stories, some of these are in my book, which is out of print, but produced by Contemporary. But KMOX stories, I mean, I was on Carney's father's show many times. Matter of fact, I did one of his last shows before he passed away, and that was with Hack from the Chase. And Hack would talk about, he was a maitre d' at the Chase Club, the Sinatras and the Sammy Davises, the Tony Bennett's playing at the Chase. And I was talking about Ozzy and the Guns N' Roses. But it was a great show. I hope during your 100th anniversary, which I think is coming up soon, am I right? I hope that some of these shows are talked about, because I would sit in there with Jack Carney and talk. And he knew a lot about entertainment. I'd talk about some of these acts, and with my long hair, my beard and mustache. Matter of fact, even Sugar Ray Leonard, the first time Sugar Ray Leonard came to town, he did because I drove him there, he did an interview with Carney, and I remember him talking about, you know, the first fight that he was going to have, and that was many, many years ago. So lots of history. Then I'd get that call on the intercom, Mr. Shankman, Mr. Heilman would like to see you after your meeting, after your interview. So I'd have to stop by and see the great Bob Heilman, Robert F. Heilman, to those that didn't know him, obviously. So lots of great stories at KMOX, lots of interviews. I hope you have a lot of those in your archives, because some of those interviews are classic from people, you know, that are just huge icons today, or many that aren't with us anymore.
Steve Shankman, it's awesome to talk to you every time. We love it, and we are looking forward to Evolution Festival. Thank you again for visiting with us.
Chris, Amy, thank you. Have a great day, and the cool weather's coming. I can guarantee
you. You better be right.
That's right.
I hope so.
Thank you, Steve.
Talk to y'all soon. Thanks so much. Bye now.
Evolution Festival founder and executive producer Steve Shankman. Again, it is September 27th and 28th in Forest Park. Tickets are available at evolutionfestival.com. It is Chris and Amy on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.